Easter brings before us a question that puzzles a lot of people. Is there life after death? In all the fuss and fun of Easter, this is the essential question after all. Easter's not just a holiday, it's a time when Christians remember the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's nothing more significant for any individual. You know, when life's going well, when we're happy with our family life, our work and our lifestyle, when we're healthy, when we have sufficient resources, death's the last thing we want to think about. But eventually, for us all, comes the time when matters of life and death move into the centre of our consciousness. You know, down through the ages, most people have believed in some sort of survival beyond the grave. For many, at best, that's a sort of idealised version of the things that they've enjoyed most in this life. For others, it's not been a subject for optimism or hope at all. Rather, it's inspired fear of an unknown future, or even no future at all. But the Bible tells us that the death of Jesus was different. It inspires a new and a real hope for us. He died a cruel death, that's true. But he was resurrected from the dead, that's true too. It doesn't mean he survived death like a sort of ghost. He was resurrected from the dead, bodily. His grave was empty. You know, there's no point in mourners leaving flowers or gifts beside his tomb. He was not there. Later, he appeared to his family and his friends, and they found themselves talking to a real man who was flesh and blood, not a ghostly spirit. So, in this life, what hope do we have? Our hope, our vision for the future, is found in Jesus. He's defeated death in his death and resurrection. His death bore the burden of our guilt. His resurrection offers us a true and living hope, new life with him now and for eternity. There's no reason to fear death. We can trust Jesus with our future, both in this life and the next life. We can also trust him every day in this earthly life. God's word tells us there's no better hope than Jesus.